My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. I have to reestablish that I don't care. But there's something about Jared Goff.
You care a little bit.
Is it that people can't believe that he's not the quarterback that struggled in his latter portion of his Rams career? What is it about Jared Goff? Is it that he doesn't run?
Yes, that's it right there. 100%.
Are you starting to understand why I think this is the most overrated aspect of quarterbacking? Or do you still not agree with me on that? And I don't know if you ever really disagree with me on that. I'm just making a point. I point this out all the time.
I think it's overrated when you can make up for that shortcoming because you can throw the football. Because people want the complete quarterback, and I totally get it.
Yeah.
But what you don't get with Jared Goff is a guy who can run. What you do get with Jared Goff is a guy who plays the game above the shoulders and is way better than average in throwing the football.
I mean, when we think, Kang brought up did he just do the switching jerseys and new scenery? Are these two great examples of doing something that, you know, go to a new place and have great success? And let's think about one of these guys went to a morbidly cursed organization that was stocking their roster with great players, Hall of Famers even, and still never flirted with any kind of sustainable success, and spent the better part of 30 years not winning a division, would make the playoffs and be one and done every time. One of those guys went to a place in which parades of good players have come through here. Not great teams, but good players. And he became a leader that took that morbidly dead organization to an NFC title game. And now maybe, you know, one of the top teams here, one of the real Super Bowl contenders out there. He did something that, and he did it while putting up big numbers. The numbers are a part of it for sure, but he put up the big numbers. But then he also did the things sort of that are not measurable by numbers. He became the leader of an organization that has won a title in like 65 years, whatever it is. Hadn't won a division in 30-something years. Hadn't won a playoff game in that long. Like, he's out there doing that. It was so impossible. Nobody even talked about the Lions. Lions' ineptitude didn't even register. Nobody was paying attention to the Lions.
Well, I would say this. When it comes to the fans, I think there is an overwhelming percentage of fans that like Jared Goff a lot. We hear the Jared Goff chants everywhere. Why do you think that is? His approval rating.
Because he did all that stuff.
Yes, his approval rating is through the roof.
But it's a valid point.
For those people that don't like him, the reason they don't like him is because he doesn't run. That's it. It's it. Or I don't know why they'd be, you know, Sean McVay's sycophants, but for whatever reason, I guess that they are. And then they can justify it in their minds because they saw Stafford, who maybe they were also Stafford fans, didn't want to see Stafford leave because Matthew Stafford didn't get the chance to work with this, you know, offensive line, have these weapons at his disposal all around on the team on offense. And they're, well, he would have done it too. And he goes to the Rams and finishes what Jared Goff didn't get done. So it's double. It's being a Stafford fan and seeing his success winning the Super Bowl and the fact that Goff can't run. Because they'll say, well, if he can't run, at least be Stafford and win it. Well, he didn't win here. And Goff did things that Stafford never did with the Lions.
248-539-9797. Maybe I'm overreacting. And I swear I don't care as much as I probably made it sound like I care. I just find this to be laughable that he ranks 16th in the NFL in starting quarterbacks in a story that says you have to have a great one to compete for a Super Bowl. Well, I guess we're not competitors. Thought we had a chance.
Yeah, that's
Thought
too
we
bad.
Had a chance.
I would say
outlasted.
I mean, moving Goff up the list, you know, from 16, where does he fit in? Somewhere around 10 or 12. And I'm okay with it. I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
The funny thing is,
you can get it done. The league's chock full of really good quarterbacks.
The fact that I might have him 8 or 9 and you might have him 10 or 12, somebody might have him 12. If I had him 8 and somebody had him 12, I'm like, okay, whatever. It doesn't really matter all that
play
much.
The game, eh?
But this is 16th, man. This is right to me. Wow. He's at as average a ranking as one could have.
Are you more upset that he's behind Tua or that he's just ahead of Baker?
Yeah. Yes, I am. Let's go to Jay in Detroit. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Jay.
Good morning, boys. How you guys doing?
Okay. All right.
You know, I think it's the Jared Goff discussion. I don't think it's about him even being mobile. I honestly think that when the people that gave up on him when he left the Rams or when he was at the Rams, nobody wants to ever admit when they're wrong. So if they rank him higher in all these rankings, it's admitting that they were wrong when they were writing the story saying, oh, he's going to be another number one overall bust, or they ran him out of the Rams because he wasn't good enough. And I feel like a lot of times, especially when it comes to these rankings or when it comes to, like, you know, people talking about sports, they're more defending their old opinions as opposed to really looking at what's been going on since they framed that opinion.
Jay, you're spot on. You nailed it right there. I think you're right. As soon as you said that, I'm like, Jay's right. They're defending their old opinions.
Because I also feel like so many people, Stafford fans, when he went to the Rams, they said the same thing. Oh, well, it's just because, like, I feel like people get so caught up in defending their opinions, and this is more a life philosophy. People think that, oh, they're defending this other person or they're putting this other person down. It's like, no, they're defending themselves. They're defending their own opinions. And it just causes people to be blindsided and not see stuff for what it is when it's right in front of you.
Jay, it's a super smart observation,
Jay.
And you should come in and host the show. He nailed it. He absolutely nailed it. That happens all the time. We probably do it too, but he is right.
Yeah, you just give Zach Wilson a chance at a different different place.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.